From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says real progress has been made in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top deputy in New York about the potential summit between Kim and President Donald Trump. The secretary also sought to reassure allies like Japan and South Korea that the U.S. would not act unilaterally.
The conditions are putting President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a place where we think there can be real progress made by the two of them meeting. It does no good if we're in a place where we don't think there's real opportunity to place them together. We've made real progress towards that in the last 72 hours.
Pompeo said that Kim Yong-chul, the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the United States in 18 years, is planning to travel to Washington Friday to deliver a personal letter from Kim to President Trump. Trump sent a letter last week to the North Korean leader calling off the June 12th summit, and he blamed what he called tremendous anger and open hostility shown in a statement from Pyongyang. The U.S. president reversed his stance following a subsequent quick and conciliatory statement from North Korea. Canada's prime minister says steel and aluminum tariffs the U.S. is imposing on his country at midnight are unacceptable. The Trump administration announced the new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Justin Trudeau said that he will protect his nation's economy and its citizens.
We will do things to stand together and stand up for our interests right across the country. That's what they expect of this government, but that's also what we expect of each other.
Canada, along with the EU and Mexico, had been granted temporary reprieve from the tariffs after Trump announced the levies in March. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Myanmar's government said it had reached an agreement Thursday with two UN agencies for their help in the return of refugees who fled violence in western Rakhine State. The government said in a statement that it initialed a memorandum of understanding with the UN Development Program and the UN Refugee Agency for their assistance so that verified displaced people can return voluntarily in safety and dignity. George Okoth-Obbo is the UNHCR Deputy High Commissioner.
The right of the citizens of Myanmar to return to their country of origin must be preserved and ultimately must be realized in conditions of safety, of security, and in the confidence of the people to be able to remain at home sustainably.
About 700,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims have fled to squalid camps in neighboring Bangladesh since last August, when Myanmar's army led a brutal crackdown following insurgent attacks on security posts. Pakistan says it is reassessing strained ties with the United States, a move that could lead to halting supply lines into Afghanistan. Foreign Minister Khurram Dastgir Khan told VOA Pakistan is not being heard in Washington, but is just being vilified and castigated. The statement comes one day before an international task force is set to place Pakistan on a terrorism financing watch list at the urging of the Trump administration. Islamabad denies charges it supports any terrorist groups and rejects U.S. pressure tactics as an attempt to blame Pakistan for international failures to end the Afghan conflict. Pope Francis is sending his two top sexual abuse investigators on a return trip to Chile to further inquire about a child sex abuse scandal that has caused a major rift between the pontiff and the church leadership in that country. The Holy See announced that the Archbishop Charles Scicluna of Malta, and Vatican official Father Jordi Bartolomeo will make a second trip in the coming days to the Diocese of Osorno in southern Chile. The diocese is the home of Father Fernando Caradima, one of the most notorious church officials in a scandal over the cover-up of child sexual abuse. Caradima was found guilty by the Vatican in 2011 of sexually abusing boys in Santiago in the 1970s and 80s. The 87-year-old priest denies any wrongdoing. On Wall Street, all three major indices fell on the Trump administration's tariff announcement. European stocks were also lower. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.